From the St. Louis Public Radio newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Monday, July 1st. I'm Abby Larico. One of downtown's newest restaurants is the work of one of the world's most well-known chefs. And Gordon Ramsay says he's had his eyes on St. Louis for a while.
But to be part of this vibrant scene has been a bit of a long-term goal. And the time is right.
The Michelin-starred chef shares why he's eager to work with St. Louis talent, where else he ate while he was in town, and what he really thinks of the Arch, coming up on The Gateway. St. Louis police took 19 pro-Palestinian demonstrators into custody yesterday after they interrupted the annual St. Louis Pride Parade for about an hour. The group was protesting the event because Boeing is a major sponsor. The defense contractor supplies Israel with many of its weapons. The protesters chained themselves to a PVC pipe stretching across Market Street downtown along the parade route. Police say they charged all 19 people taken into custody with trespassing. 11 were also charged with resisting. The Pride Parade continued after the protest. The tension over the war in Gaza is a factor in local political conversations. St. Louis County Prosecutor Wesley Bell attracted national attention when he launched a Democratic primary campaign against Congresswoman Cori Bush. But as St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum reports, Bell says his campaign is about more than Bush's criticism of Israel.
During an appearance on the Politically Speaking Hour on St. Louis on the Air, Bell acknowledged that black voters, who constitute a plurality of the first district, may not vote for or against a candidate based on their opinions about Israel. He says things like the economy and public safety may take precedence. But Bell has a much different response to Israel's military invasion of Gaza than Bush. The two-term congresswoman is the sponsor of a ceasefire resolution and a sharp critic of the Israeli government.
But it is a tough situation. But in the meantime, we do have to stand by our allies.
Groups supportive of Israel have spent several million dollars on ads to boost Bell's campaign and criticize Bush. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.
Missouri Governor Mike Parson has signed off on a nearly $50 billion state budget for the fiscal year that begins today. Some of the budget items approved by Parson include more than $575 million toward expanding Interstate 44. However, the governor also vetoed roughly $1 billion of items within the budget. Parson said in a statement, quote, "The use of the veto pen is not something I do eagerly, but today these vetoes represent the elimination of unnecessary pet projects and the protection of the taxpayer dime," end quote. In total, Parson vetoed 173 items from the budget. The budget this past year was met with criticism over what some say was a lack of transparency in the process. Unlike prior years, there was not a conference committee on the budget where the House and Senate would have worked out differences. Ameren has officially acquired its largest solar energy facility yet. St. Louis Public Radio's Kate Grumke reports.
The solar project in Cass County, Illinois, is part of Ameren's Renewable Solutions Program. It allows companies to pay a premium for clean energy. Scott Wibbenmeyer is a senior director working on renewables at Ameren. He says many Missouri companies have aggressive goals to become carbon-free in the coming years.
There's a lot of focus on it, a lot of commitment behind it, and I think the interest in this program proves that as well.
Ameren is also bringing two other large solar facilities online in 2024. In all, the projects are enough to power about 93,000 homes a year. I'm Kate Grimke, St. Louis Public Radio.
Starting today, undocumented immigrants in Illinois can get standard driver's licenses. Alex Degman has more.
The new licenses will replace the temporary visitor's driver's licenses, or TVDLs, that undocumented residents can currently use. Fred Sow is senior policy counsel for the Illinois Coalition for Immigrant and Refugee Rights. He says TVDLs were a good first step, but they look different, and they inadvertently put targets on people's backs.
The TVDL became somewhat of an indicator that someone is undocumented, and that's particular, you know, connotation could be used or misused in various ways.
Roughly 300,000 people have temporary licenses, and many can upgrade to the new licenses automatically. They will not be valid as federal IDs. I'm Alex Degman.
A celebrity chef, known as much for his disses as his dishes, has a new restaurant in an iconic downtown St. Louis dining room. Chef Gordon Ramsay's newest Ramsay's Kitchen location is now open inside the Four Seasons Hotel overlooking the Mississippi River.
Hello. Hi, how are you?
I sat down with the restaurateur and media personality as he stopped into St. Louis for the grand opening this weekend.
Chef, you are an internationally recognized global star with a globally recognized brand. Why add St. Louis to that portfolio?
Yeah, that's a really good question, Abby. First of all, I love what I do. I think that's pretty obvious. And then I've just spent the last 2 decades building this incredible company to highlight talent. St. Louis was calling 5 years ago. We were set back, sadly, due to COVID. And now we've got that grassroots effect. The devastation of so many restaurants closing, and that's what you read about, the negativity of how they can't sustain paying rent, rates, labor costs. And so when this opportunity came along, I've always been a big admirer what St. Louis stands for, the DNA of, you know, ribs, sauces, the farm-to-table ethnic sort of melting pot that goes on here. So to be part of this vibrant scene has been a bit of a long-term goal.
You were well aware that St. Louis considers itself a foodie town.
Oh my God. Yeah, it's been bustling. It's almost like one of the sort of sleeping beauties in the culinary world because it's in a league of its own. It's done in a unique way without being arrogant. And it's a very confident style of cooking. Having dinner last night in Frisia, that was a prime example of where restaurants should be today. They've raised the bar. To be part of that scene, honestly, that's the ambition.
That being said, we have plenty of local options with people who are quite rooted here. Mm-hmm. Why should people, when they only have so many meals to eat and frankly so much money to spend on a meal out, come to your restaurant?
Yeah, I think you should ask the customers that question rather than ask me. But from my perspective, customers vote with their feet. We have a unique setting. We have an amazing menu, incredibly local team, talented local team. The R&D and the kind of research that's gone into the menu has been extraordinary. We tailor make it to what's happening locally. The most exciting thing for me is what's going on in the kitchen and the dining room. When you see the talent, how hungry they are to learn and how keen they are to progress and elevate themselves, this restaurant is a platform for them.
How have you found this Midwest nice version of your restaurant?
Midwest is super supportive. We opened the reservations 6 weeks ago, and we took 30,000 bookings, in our first 10 days. So you only get to hear that with stadiums, not in restaurants. So it's a double-edged sword. We have to maintain those standards and make sure that we pace ourselves and don't get carried away. So there's a great support team from us in St. Louis in a way that we will guide, support, help, and that's crucial for me.
You've noticed that this dining room is not just in a wonderful geographic location. It's in an important geographic location. Heart of downtown, a beacon, if you will. We have the river, we have the arch, which, by the way, what do you think about the arch?
It's iconic. I mean, yeah. It really is. I'm lucky to have some incredible restaurants all across the world. But for me, this is one of the most beautiful settings. Incredible.
What do you think people should expect, especially people who are really rooting for the continued success or the positive momentum of downtown St. Louis? Why should they place trust in an outsider with such an important location in an important part of our city?
Yeah. Well, first of all, don't consider ourselves as outsider. We're downtown. To regenerate and create 250 jobs with further restaurants potentially to be opened within the Gordon Ramsay Group here, I'm excited. So this is not a separation. This is an amalgamation of relighting that fire and being part of that beacon coming back with that grassroots effect. You know, we have to dust ourselves down and bounce back. And Ramsay's Kitchen's part of that bouncing back.
Chef, thank you so much.
Thanks, Abby.
That was my chat with Chef Gordon Ramsay at his new restaurant downtown. Our Jonathan All edited that piece. The Gateway is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, a listener-supported service of the University of Missouri-St. Louis. Music by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. I'm Abby Larico, and from the St. Louis Public Radio newsroom, this has been The Gateway.